Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. Xi.
And who is the one you're clinging to instead of me tonight?
Hello, 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 19188，喜欢本节目同学呢，可以通过下载荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么今天我给大家继续讲十万个为什么 questions and answers， 希望大家喜欢。Why does the sky change the color from red at dawn to blue during the day? The sun's white light is actually made up of many colors: red, orange.Yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. When light comes through the atmosphere and is scattered by dust particles, the various different shades of light are separated. Which one we see depends on how thick the layer of dust is and where the sun may be. During the day when the sun is high in the sky, blue light is scattered the most at dusk and dawn.When the sun is near the horizon, we see through a much thicker layer of dust. The red and orange light comes through most, and the sky gets fiery. Who invented numbers? Numbers are really ideas. We can't see them, so we create signs of symbols to represent them. The concept of numbers and the symbols of represent them developed when people needed to count things. Different civilizations use different kinds of numbers. The 1, 2, 3 type of numbers we use are called Arabic numerals. They were probably invented by the Hindus in India about 1,400 years ago. But it isn't the oldest system. The Babylonians invented a number system about 3,500 years ago. What is gravity? The big pull. Gravity is the force at the center of a planet that attracts other objects to it. The Earth's force of gravity keeps our feet on the ground. Gravity actually holds the universe together too. The sun's gravity keeps the planets in their orbits. Without it, the Earth would shoot off into space. How do bubbles get in fizzy drinks? Nature didn't do it. Manufacturers give drinks the fizz that tickles your taste buds. First, they force carbon dioxide into the drink under pressure and seal the bottle or can. The gas stays in the liquid until you open the drink. Then whoosh, hiss, the carbon dioxide escapes.Where does it go? It's in the bubbles. How long have escalators been going? Up and down. About a century, Coney Island, New York, had the world's first escalator in 1896. In London, in 1911. People were worried about putting their feet on that city's first moving stairs.So a man with a wooden leg was hired to take the ride and show that if a man with one leg could do it, the two-leg types had nothing to fear. How does a flying fish fly? Not like a bird. These small fish, the largest about a foot and a half, propel themselves into the air with their tails and glide. Fear makes them do it. If a bigger fish is chasing them, they flap their tails, pick up speed,and leap out of the water, then they spread their front fins and sail on the breeze, up to 20 miles per hour. What happens when I dream? You see your dreams with your eyes. Dream sleep is called REM sleep, for rapid eye movement, because your eyes move behind your closed lids as if you were scanning a picture. Scientists think that dreaming is a way of sorting out, storing the happenings of the day. Who invented indoor plumbing? Someone we should all thank on the Mediterranean island of Karadi. A system was installed 4,000 years ago. The indoor plumbing requires pipes that bring water into the house and drainage pipes that take waste out. The flush toilet was invented by Sir John Harrington in 1589, but didn't reach its present form until 1800. What is quicksand? A very thick liquid that is formed when water flows through and mixes with sand. Quicksand appears to be firm enough to walk on, but any object that steps into it or lands on the soft mixture will sink into it. You can't stand vertically in water and expect to keep your head above it. The same is true of quicksand. What makes the Leaning Tower of Pisa lean? The Leaning Tower of Pisa is northern Italy and is a church bell tower. Its construction began in 1173, but was soon halted when the builders realized that the 10-foot foundation wasn't deep enough to keep the tower from tilting in the soft soil. The 180-foot tower, weighing 16,000 tons, was finally completed 200 years later. To keep it from toppling over, the people of Pisa have repeatedly gone in and reinforced the foundation, but they haven't dared try to straighten the tower. Why do people have straight, wavy, or curly hair? As a strand of hair grows, it squeezes through a tiny hole called follicle. The shape of person's follicles makes their hair straight, wavy, and curly. Think of a toothpaste tube. If the opening weren't round, but shaped like a square or a starting seat, the stream of toothpaste would look completely different. Straight hair grows out of round follicles. Follicles waves from oval follicles, and tight round curls springs from square follicles. Why do salmon and other fish swim upstream? Because they return to where they were born when they're ready to breed. And that can be a long way, sometimes thousands of miles. Salmon are born in rivers and streams and then travel to sea to live as adults. But instinct helps them find their way home. They swim against the current and even jump over waterfalls trying to find the exact spot where they were born. What causes earthquakes? The problem is underground. Pressure inside the earth causes giant plates of rocks in the earth's crust to shove against one another. When these rock plates collide, the earth's surface cracks and the ground shakes. The shock waves carry the shudders for miles and the earthquakes. Who started April Fool's Day? Silly days for practical jokes are found all around the world. Perhaps today started with the French. Once began the new year on the 1st of April. In 1564, when the new calendar began the year with January 1, some people resisted. They were considered April Fools. What was the first movie? In Paris, France, in 1895, the Louis and Auguste Lumière show the first moving picture, a short film of workers leaving a factory. The first movie with a story was Edwin Porter's The Great Train Robbery in 1903. It was a sensation, but silent. In 1927, The Jazz Singer was the first full-length movie with sound. 好了，我给大家读了几篇哈，那么给大家讲一讲，为什么天空的颜色会从蓝色在黄昏，在从那个红色黄昏哈，然后变成蓝色，也就是白天呢？就是说天空为什么黄昏的时候红色，蓝天那个白天的时候是蓝色呢？ 那么太阳光呢是白色的，实际上呢白色的光是由很多的颜色的光，就是七彩光组成，赤橙红绿青蓝紫啊，赤橙红绿青蓝紫。那么教大家一个单词叫做 indigo 啊，叫做湛蓝的意思，它和蓝还不一样，可能 blue 哈、啊、是蓝，但 indigo 应该是比较青的意思哈、啊，叫青啊，赤橙红绿青蓝紫的青叫 indigo，violet 是紫色。当光从这个大气层照射下来啊，被散射 scattered， 那么 scatter 就是发散的意思，这个叫做粉尘颗粒 dust particles。The various different shades of light are separated. 于是呢，不同的这个光呢，它就被分开了。这叫光的散射哈，这是光的散射以后，不同波长的光就被分开了。Which one we see depends on how thick the layer of dust is and where the sun may be. 我们能看到什么颜色呢？就看多厚，这个尘土有多厚，还有这个太阳在哪里。白天的时候呢，太阳是在天空中的。那么蓝色的光被这个折，就是散射的最严重。于是呢，在黄昏的时候呢，当这个太阳它比较就是离这个地平线比较近的时候呢 ，we see through a much thicker layer of dust。我们看的是更加厚的一层这个尘土。也就是说，太阳离地平线比较近，我们通过更厚的一层尘土来看的。那么这个时候呢，红色还有橘黄色的光呢，啊，它们就是被散射的比较严重。于是呢，这个天空看起来比较火红。实际上，这就是利用了光的这个散射原理啊。它白色的光，它会全部白色的光包括七色光。那么由于这个尘土呢，它这个颗粒呢。它颗粒会会这个发生这个散射，导致某些颜色的光呢会过去，其他颜色的光会被反射出去啊，就这样。Who invented numbers? Numbers are really ideas. We can't see them. 实际上数字呢是想法，我们看不见的，所以我们创造出了一些方法啊，那个一些这个标志去代表它们。数字的这个概念还有这个标志是代表它们，当人们需要去数字的时候呢，人们发明出来了不同的文化，他们用不同的数字。123阿拉伯数字呢，我们叫 Arabic numbers numerals Arabic numeral numerals NUMERALS. They were probably invented by the Hindus in India about 1400 years ago.他们是被印度人发明的，在1400年左右以前哈，1400年以前，但是不是最老的系统。巴比伦人呢，他们发明了数字系统在3500年以前，这是最早的。What is gravity? 一个非常大的拉力 ，a big pull. Gravity 是一个力量，在这个星球的中心部，它这个吸引。其他的这个物体，把其他的物体都往它身上吸，那么地球的这个力量啊，重力使得我们的脚呢紧贴着大地，那么重力实际上它让这个宇宙全都待在一起，使得这个宇宙就是可以维持在一起哈、啊。那么太阳的这个重力呢，使得这个星球所有的星球都在自己的轨道里面，没有太阳的重力呢，地球可能直接就。啊，就被射到这个宇宙里面去了。我们说碳酸饮料里面的气泡哪来的？自然界是没有的，我们这些工人们啊 manufacturers 他们给这个饮料 the fizz that tickles your taste buds， 他给这个饮料加入一些这个气泡，使得你的这个刺激你的味蕾哈 tickles 刺激。首先呢，他们把这个二氧化碳 carbon dioxide 是二氧化碳的意思，把二氧化碳往这个液体里面直接压进去，然后把这个瓶口封住，或者是这个罐头盖子封住，然后这个气体呢就一直停留在这个液体里面，直到你有一天打开它，然后就 wash 这个二氧化碳呢跑了出去， 跑哪去了？啊，二氧化碳是通过这个气泡的形式从液体传到空气中的。我们啊，这个上下自由扶梯哈，我们有了多久了？大概一个世纪左右，叫做 Coney Island 这么一个岛啊，纽约 had the world's first escalator in 1896。实际上，第一个自动扶梯1896年，在伦敦1911年，人们开始担心把自己的脚飞上 the city's first minister， 开始这个担心就是把自己的脚放在城市的第一个就是可以移动的这个楼梯上，所以一个人呢，用一个 wooden leg 啊，就是假肢，那个木头假肢呢，他被雇佣着 take the ride and show that if a man with one leg could do it, the two leg types had nothing to fear。 被雇佣着去做一个示范，让他去乘一乘这个自动扶梯，如果一个人啊、如果这个人有一个腿都可以办到的话，那么两个腿照样没有问题， had nothing to fear、啊。How does a flying fish fly? 我说飞鱼怎么飞呀、啊？跟鸟儿不一样，这些小鱼 the large is about a foot and a half propel themselves into the air with their tails and glide。 不跟这个鸟儿不一样，这些小鱼啊 the large 最大的也就是一个半的这个 foot 啊这么大。他们加速啊，他们加速进这空气里面，用他们的尾巴还有滑行啊，还恐惧使得他们这么做的。如果一个大鱼在追他们的话，他们就开始拍自己的这个尾巴哈，开始加速，然后超过这个水，然后他们把自己的鱼鳍开始伸展开来，然后滑行大概有20英里每小时 20迈每小时20 miles per hour 啊，相当快了啊 ，20 miles per hour 大概是20×2×1.6 32千米每小时的速度。那32千米每小时的速度，也就是这个在城市里面开车的时候稍微堵车堵点车，这个鱼就是大概这速度，挺快的。What happens when I dream? If your dreams with your eyes， 你在你的梦里面，你是拿眼睛看的，看的梦的。我们说有梦的睡眠叫做 REM。就是 rapid eye movement， 就是频繁的眼球翻转啊，这么一个东西，频繁的眼球翻转睡眠，因为你的眼睛在你的眼帘后面做运动， as if you were scanning a picture， 就像你在看一个这个图片。科学家讲 dreaming is a way of sorting out and storing the happenings of the day， 认为这个梦就是一种方法去对这个白天所发生的事情呢进行归类或者是储存。 Who invented indoor plumbings? 谁发明了这个就是这个水管工哈，就是说屋内的这个水管工，就是水管服务，也就是说谁发明了下水道哈。有些人呢我们应该都去感谢，在 Mediterranean 是什么？ Mediterranean 就是地中海啊，地中海这个地方有一个系统，4000年左右就这个安装了那个下水道呢，它需要这个管子还有自来水，把这个水带到这个房间里面，还有这个下水道的drainage pipes take waste out。那么这个下水道排出管呢，就把这个垃圾排出去。那么冲水马桶呢，是被一个叫 Sir John Harrington 1589年发明的冲水马桶。But it reached its present form until 1800s， 但是呢，没有达到现今的这个形态，直至1800年。什么使得比萨斜塔这么斜？The Leaning Tower of Pisa， 比萨这个斜塔，在这个北部的这个意大利呢，是一个有一个钟的教堂啊 ，Church Bell Tower， 它是一个钟的教堂，它的建造是在1173年 ，But was soon halted when the builder realized the 10-foot foundation wasn't deep enough to keep the tower from tilling the soft soil. 但是 was soon halted, 被停止了，这个建工被停止了，因为这些这个建筑家他们发现啊，这个10 foot 高的这个 ten foot foundation, 它不足以维持这个塔呢，去在这个软的这个沙子里面立着啊。180英尺的这个楼呢，这个塔呢，1600吨 ，was finally completed 200 years ago， 在200年以前终于完成了。To keep it from toppling over, the people of Pisa was repeatedly gone and reinforced the foundation, but they haven't dared to straighten the tower。那么我们说这个 foundation 就是地基的意思。那么所有的工人都去抓紧去做这个地基，但是他们根本就没有害怕，但他们害怕呢，就是没有敢去尝试去把这个塔重新的去竖，就是这个正起来啊，没有人敢去这么做。好了，那么给大家讲的差不多了哈，那么我们下一期节目呢将在美国给大家做。那么大家如果想听的，我将给大家带来一些就是美国的一些本土的一些文化一类的东西啊，说不定会邀请一些美国的人去讲解一些比如说工厂啊，或者是文化啊，甚至是合唱一类的东西啊，我将带大家录制一些非常有趣更加有趣的节目。那么希望大家我们下期再会。
一个人的时候听荔枝 FM。